peanuts right here.
KKRL presents High School Sports.
Season, the Carroll Tigers begin the 3A baseball postseason at Sergeant Bluff Luton. Same team, but new ballpark, as they opened a brand new baseball and softball complex this summer. Good evening and welcome to this brand new home of the Warriors on the eastern edge of Sergeant Bluff. I'm Nick Brinks. This is the Mackey Motors pregame show. Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 17 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. The Tigers fell 7-0 1 year ago in the tournament to an SBL team that qualified for a hometown, essentially, state tournament. It was in Sioux City last year. It is in Cedar Rapids this year. State tournament getting underway for 3A and 4A a week from Monday in Cedar Rapids. And then, of course, Carroll gets to host 1A and 2A. Carroll wrapped up the regular season with a 12-4 win over Atlantic on Tuesday, capping their 9-19 season. What a night for Talon Crandall. He was the winning pitcher, and he also unofficially, and I'll explain, unofficially had a three-run home run. They didn't count his run, though, because there was some question about whether he hit home plate or not. They statted it as if they did get the home run to count. They just didn't give him the run. For all intents and purposes, he hit one over the fence, but Coach and Crandall have an understanding now that if it happens again, 100% you can guarantee that Talon will hit home plate. The Tigers finished 1-15 in conference play as they depart the Raccoon River for Hawkeye 10 conference action next season. So that Atlantic win, non-conference this year, that'll be a conference game and a pair for them against the Trojans next summer. For Sergeant Bluff Luton, they wrapped up the regular season with a 10-2 win at Glenwood on Wednesday night, finishing 21-17 overall. And what a night for freshman Brody Wegger. Does that name ring a bell? I'll explain in a moment. The freshman went 2-for-4 with 3 runs. He drove in 3 runs on the night, and he hit not one but 2 home runs, his first home runs of the entire season, and he did it in the regular season finale. Micah Frankel, an 8th grader, also had a big night against the Rams, going 2-for-3, a couple runs, and an RBI. So Brody Wegger, why might that name sound familiar? Well, if you're an Iowa Hawkeye fan, you might remember Brandon Wegger. 15 or so years ago, he was a running back for the Hawkeyes and a pretty darn good one. Went to Helan for high school here just north of us in Sioux City. Eventually went on to play some football after the Hawkeyes at Morningside College here in the Siouxland area, and even had a stint in the NFL with the Carolina Panthers, and I think even preseason practice squad with the Rams. That's his dad, Brody Wegger, the freshman, Brandon Wegger, his dad. So he's got some genes, and his mom, a superb athlete as well. She was a national champion at Morningside, I think in track as well. So the freshman, Brody Wegger, probably a name you will hear quite a bit over the next 3 years as he hit a couple home runs for number one and number two for the career against Glenwood on Wednesday. Warriors finished 17-11 in the Missouri River Conference as they brought home a fourth-place finish, trailing Sioux City East. They're number one in Class 4A. Council Bluffs Lincoln and Bishop Helan number two and three in the conference. And then at the bottom of that conference, you've got Lamar's Sioux City West and Council Bluffs Jefferson. Sioux City North just below Sergeant Bluff Luton at number five. So a mix of 3A and 4A opponents in conference play for the Sergeant Bluff Luton Warriors. And Carroll knows all about playing up a class for their conference game. A brutal Raccoon River schedule this season. Carroll did get the one win, and that came not too long ago, back on July 1st. A 3-1 victory at home over Gilbert. So congrats on the Tigers for getting that one done as they come into the postseason. 9-19 overall, 1-15 in the conference. Sergeant Bluff Luton, 21-17, 17-11. Our head coaches tonight, Josh Lukin for the Tigers, Matt Nelson back for another year as head coach of the Warriors. We've got a busy night of broadcasts on the TV Sports Network. We'll check out our other teams in action tonight. We've got two other softball games taking place tonight. We'll also check out our starting lineups for this 3A Substate 1 quarterfinal between Carroll and Sergeant Bluff when our Mackey Motors pregame show returns. You're listening to 1380 KCIM and 95.1 FM.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Feldfire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feldfire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. Professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feldfire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
We return to Sergeant Bluff, home of a beautiful new facility where Sergeant Bluff Luton is playing this year. They were next to the high school and the elementary school about a mile to the west of here when I was here last year, and it rained in the middle of the game. Thankfully, we didn't go into a delay. The Lightning stayed far enough away on the Nebraska side of the Missouri River. But I remember, I don't know, third or fourth inning, I always bring my tent. It's always in my trunk, ready at a moment's notice if weather starts to threaten. So some Carroll fans that night helped me get that up and going between innings. I think we timed it. I can get that tent out of the bag and up and over my head in about 45 seconds. So a 60-second commercial break is just enough time. Thankfully, beautiful weather tonight. Plenty of sunny skies. Blue, not a whole lot for clouds. Just some light, hazy stuff. Temps in the mid-80s. Should be an absolutely gorgeous night for some 3A baseball here just south of Sioux City in a suburb called Sergeant Bluff, home of the Sergeant Bluff Luton Warriors. I've got a roof over my head tonight, though. Brand new press box at the baseball field, which is interesting. It's all turf on the infield. The bases, the foul territory, all turf. Home plate, pitcher's mound, all turf. Outfield, all grass. So there is a distinct shade difference between the green infield and the green outfield. They haven't gotten quite as much rain up here, so it's not as green as it might be in central Iowa after we've had so much rain in the last week and a half. Our pregame show is brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 17 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and at MackeyMotors.com. One other note, a deeper field than the old Sergeant Bluff Luton home baseball field. The fences are out further, and they're also higher. Sergeant Bluff Luton hit, I think, one or two home runs in that playoff game last year, including one that hit off the top of the fence to clear it. That wouldn't happen tonight. That would just be a fly ball to left field. You would hit a home run to left field at 315 along the foul pole there. Right side foul pole, also 315 feet away. Straight away out in center field, 380. And again, a tall fence, I would guess maybe about 8 feet high. But without a tape measure and being almost 400 feet away from it myself, I'm not going to go out and check. Coming up in our post-game show, we will name our Culver's Player of the Game, celebrating 41 years in business and 14 years in Carroll. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. I'm Nick Brinks in the Motor Inn broadcast booth, and we'll take a break. Starting lineups are coming up next here on KCIM 1380 AM and 95.1 FM.
For 15 years, Brinks Exteriors has been proud to serve our neighbors and helping homes in our community look their best. From windows and doors to roofing, siding, and gutters, Brinks Exteriors does it all, making your home safer, more energy efficient, and a place you're proud to come home to. Now, to celebrate 15 years, we're offering 15% off all windows. Join the many families who trusted Brinks to care for their homes. Call 712-ROOF-PRO today for your free estimate, because 15 years strong means your home is in good hands.
For 86 years, one thing hasn't changed in Carroll, treating customers like family. At Wittrock Motor Company, we're proud to be a three-generation family-owned dealership serving this community since 1940. Today, We continue that tradition with a full lineup of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, a dependable selection of pre-owned vehicles, and a service team dedicated to keeping you on the road. Stop in and see the difference at Wittrock Motors in Carroll, or visit us at wittrockmotors.com. Wittrock Motors, 86 years, 3 generations, 1 promise. We take care of our family.
Let's check out our starting lineups for this 3A Substate 8, 3A Substate 1 quarterfinal. I think I wrote that down wrong. Let me double check. I thought I had, I just noticed that I wrote it down in two places as 1 and 8. It is 1. And now I just realized that I think I tweeted out Substate 8. Silly me. Didn't do my research well enough. I wrote that down wrong. But anyway, let's check out our starting lineups for the contest tonight. And for the Carroll Tigers, we'll give you their batting lineup. Chase Schaible, a junior third baseman. Talon Crandall, junior pitcher. Mason Stitt, senior center fielder, going 1-2-3. Jackson Gross, a senior left fielder. Trey Tassel, a senior first baseman, batting fifth. Landon Peterson, a senior shortstop in the sixth slot. Batting seventh, Lincoln Burke, junior right fielder. Senior second baseman Carson Tedrow hits eighth. Batting ninth, Nolan Stitz, a sophomore DH. Not hitting, but catching tonight, Colin Tedrow, a sophomore. Again, he'll play behind home plate. And for Sergeant Bluff, Gavin Warren, the senior catcher, leads off. Freshman Brody Wegger, a shortstop, bats second. Batting third, Gavin Merrill, the senior pitcher. Batting fourth, Emmett Kneifel, a junior right fielder. Carter Hayes, a junior at first. Gavin Anderson, sophomore, second baseman. He'll bat sixth. Batting seventh, Gabe Christians, freshman third baseman. Brody McCormick, sophomore, center fielder, bats eighth. Eighth grader in the lineup, rounding it out, left fielder Micah Frankel. We've got Exira EHK Audubon softball on Kick 106.7 tonight with Jeff Blankman and Fremont Mills at IKM Manning, Mason Nealon on the broadcast on KKRL. That'll do it for your Mackey Motors pregame show. Back with first pitch after this. You're listening to KCIM.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
When it comes to construction, trust the team that does it right the first time. Jared Schoen Construction brings over 30 years of experience to every project, from new home construction and additions to roofs, decks, seamless gutters, and more. At Jared Schoen Construction, attention to detail isn't just important, it's a foundation of everything they do. Every project is kept clean, maintained, and completed with quality craftsmanship you can count on. For construction done right, call Jared Schoen Construction today at 712-830-5110.
I'm Jamie North with Custom Technology Solutions, the largest IT company in Carroll, supporting over 200 customers. Cyber threats are real, and most businesses never see them coming until it's too late. We'll keep your data secure and your systems running with our Managed IT Services subscription. Call CTS at 877-287-1007 for your free consultation today, or visit us on the web at carrollitsupport.com.
Carroll Glass is proud to support our local athletes and teams. As your local glass shop, Carroll Glass specializes in commercial and residential glass services. Whether it's residential or commercial glass replacement, commercial door repair, custom glass shower enclosures, or larger commercial projects, their experienced team delivers quality workmanship you can count on. Stop by Carroll Glass at 229 North Main Street in Carroll.
It's a 3A Substate 1 quarterfinal tonight on KCIM Carroll. 1380 AM and 95.1 FM. SBL comes in as the 3 seed. Carroll the 6 seed. Carroll Tigers 9-19, led by head coach Josh Lucan from the Raccoon River Conference. On the other side, Sergeant Bluff Luton Warriors out of the Missouri River Conference. Matt Nelson, the head man for the Warriors. A brand new ballpark here on the eastern edge of Sergeant. We're ready to go. And we will see what the Carroll Tigers can do for the second straight year, facing off in the quarterfinal round against Sergeant Bluff Luton on the road at the old field last year, new field this year under fair skies and 84 degrees southeast wind, 5 to 10. Going to be a nice night full of sun, and the way this field is laid out, Carroll's third base dugout is staring straight into the sun, so they are cooking down there. Full shade for the Sergeant Bluff Luton first base dugout. First pitch coming, 7 o'clock scheduled start tonight. Gavin Merrill, the senior, on the hill. First pitch on the way, misses to the inside. On our first pitch, right on the money at 7 o'clock, Chase Schabel, the junior third baseman, leading things off here in Sergeant Bluff tonight, hitting 286 this year, and he sends one on a blooper to the transition of turf to grass at second base. Gavin Anderson pulls down out number one on a pop-up. Talon Crandall now, the junior pitcher for the Carroll Tigers tonight. He comes in ready to go. 292 hitter, 21 hits, 15 runs, 14 RBIs this season. He's got one home run in their game against Atlantic on Tuesday night. But again, it was a three-run homer, but he didn't hit home plate. So technically, not a home run. You got to complete that final step. But they marked it down, so we'll call it good. Talon Crandall's going to send one on a base hit to right field. Ground ball at the feet of Emmett Kneifel. The junior picks it up. Crandall's on with the base hit. Mason Stitt's up next, and we'll see Crandall in the bottom of the inning on the bump tonight in just a little bit. For Mason Stitz, the senior center fielder, comes in batting 333 this year. Team high 25 hits and 34 total bases with one away, one on at first. The pitch from Merrill down and away. Gavin Warren, the senior catcher tonight. Carter Hayes, the junior at first. Gavin Anderson, sophomore at second. Gabe Christian's a freshman at third base. Freshman Brody Wegger, he is the shortstop. And I'll give you the outfielders after this 1-0 pitch coming to Mason Stitz. Sun at their back from a defensive perspective, Carroll's batter, Stitz, on-deck hitter, Jackson Gross, and everybody in the dugout staring into the sun off to the west. In for a ball, two balls, no strikes. Pickoff attempt at first, and sliding in after his single, Crandall is safe. Outfielders for Sergeant Bluff Luton, Micah Frankel, an eighth grader, Brody McCormick, a sophomore, and Emmett Kneifel, a junior. Showing bunt, Stitz still as a statue. Merrill sends it, bunt pulled back, away from the catcher. Crandall to second on the pass ball. Carroll off to a good start here with a single from Crandall. He's at second now. Mason Stitz third through the lineup. He's got a home run this year, one of Carroll's three home runs. Sergeant Bluff Luton also has three home runs. Here's a fly ball to right field. Talon Crandall will check up, and it's off to third he goes. Fly ball to Emmett Kneifel. Crandall there safe. as Stitz moves one into scoring position from second to third, further into scoring position, I should say. Two outs now for the Tigers, trying to get this first runner home. Crandall with the single to right field on a ground ball. Pass ball got him to second. Fly ball to right field gets him to third. Jackson Gross now, the senior. He'll bat here in the four slot. He's also got one of their three home runs this year. And this pitch misses. No, it's going to hit the outside corner. Curved and stayed in just enough. Count is 0-1 with a couple outs. Runner at third for the Tigers. Here in this playoff opener of 3A Substate 1, the quarterfinal round. Tonight's winner will move on to Monday's semifinal against number 2 Helin or number 7 Storm Lake in the bracket. 1-1 pitch coming from Merrill. Ground ball to second. It's scooped by the second baseman, Anderson, and that throw to first is in time, so Crandall's run across home plate won't matter. Gross goes down on a 4-3 putout as the Tigers scored no runs on a hit, no errors, and they leave Crandall stranded between third and home. We are through the top of the first. Tigers got through four hitters, and we go to the bottom of the first with Gavin Warren, Brody Wegger, and Gavin Merrill next on KCIM.
At Home Care Options, we know care doesn't just happen, it's a commitment. Right here in Carroll, our families, clients, and caregivers have built a community rooted in respect, dignity, and compassion. Thanks to your unwavering support, we're able to offer personalized home care, all delivered with the quality and kindness our clients deserve. To every neighbor who's trusted us with your loved ones, to every team member who shows up with heart, thank you. Your support makes an incredible impact on lives, and we don't take that for granted. Home Care Options, family caring for families.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no appointment needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two lube technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayford.com.
We're back in the Motor Inn broadcast booth. Motor Inn of Carroll. Together, let's drive. You can check out Motor Inn for their huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles with friendly service and great financing options. Motor Inn of Carroll. Together, let's drive. Nick Brinks with you tonight live in Sergeant Bluff. We got underway right at 7 o'clock. Top of the first took about 5 minutes. For the Tigers, as they get one hit from Talon Crandall. Otherwise, everybody else was out. One ground out, two flyouts. And now the bottom of the first is about to get underway with a senior, a freshman, and a senior. Sergeant Bluff Luton, 21-17 on the year. They made it to the 3A state tournament last year, fell out in the quarterfinal round. And the first pitch of the night from Talon Crandall. Misses on the outside, and it's ball one. Gavin Warren, a 292 hitter this year with 35 hits, 44 runs, and 26 driven in. And he'll take the 1-0 from Crandall, and that's chopped foul to the Warrior dugout at first base. Crandall this season, a 6-2 record. It's his ninth start of the year, ERA of 2.58 in 54-plus innings pitched. 56 hits allowed, 35 runs, 20 earned. He struck out 72 inside pitch for ball two, 20 walks and four hit batters. And for Talon Crandall, a lot of those numbers are near the top in 3A, as he has put together a nice season as a hitter and a batter. He's got a 2-2 count to Warren in the leadoff spot. Fifth most wins, third most innings pitched. And he has faced more batters than any pitcher in 3A this year. Two-hopper, ground ball, straight to first base. Trey Tassel there to clean it up. Gavin Warren down on the unassisted play to first for out number one. That brings up freshman Brody Wegger. As he picked up not only his first home run of the season on Wednesday, he went ahead and doubled it up as they wrapped up the regular season with a win down at Glenwood. 10-2 victory, and pitch coming from Crandall, misses to the inside, belt high to Wegger. Shortstop hitting .362 with 38 hits, 34 runs, 29 RBIs, 2-for-4, 3 runs, 3 runs driven in with those couple homers on Wednesday. Second pitch misses with one away, In the leadoff spot, Gavin Warren grounds out to first. Brody Wegger batting with 11 extra base hits this year. And he'll foul this one away to the Tiger dugout at third. Two home runs, eight doubles, one triple. Fantastic freshman year, Brody Wegger, a name you will certainly hear a lot over the next 3 years, I'm sure, in multiple sports. This curves in for Crandall, but it's a little on the low side. Count runs to 3-1. Both teams orange and black, so plenty of orange and black in the stands and from backs. You can't really tell who they're rooting for. I do believe Carroll's to my left, Sergeant Bluff Luton fans to my right, as Wegger will take a walk to first. 21st allowed by Crandall this year, and for Wegger, that'll be his 21st as well. So one on, one away for the Warriors. And that'll bring us up to Gavin Merrill, the senior pitcher. Gave up a hit to the Tigers in the first inning, but no runs. Scoreless, bottom of the first inning, one out for Sergeant Bluff Luton at home, hosting Carroll here at this brand new Warrior ballpark. A strike from Crandall looking to Merrill, who's hitting 423 this year. He also has a home run. He and Wegger have their three, Wegger a couple, and Merrill the other one. Nine doubles and a triple as well. Pickoff attempt sliding in at first. Wegger is safe. 52 hits for Merrill this year. Tied for third most in 3A. And here's a ride to right field. Foul line. That will not stay fair. That one drifts. Little bit of a southeast wind. I don't know if it's enough. That could have pushed that fair ball foul, but it was the direction that ball was going. As that will land foul. 0-2 the count, one out for the Warriors of Sergeant Bluff Luton. Gavin Merrill pitching tonight, also plays first base quite a bit. And Crandall with his 13th pitch of the night. It's a lucky one, a looking strike three. Merrill goes down for out number two. Talon Crandall strikes him out. And now with two outs and a runner at first, junior Emmett Kneifel will bat here in the four slot. Right fielder hitting 278 this year. 32 hits, 32 runs, 25 RBIs. And his first pitch misses from Crandall, and Kneifel takes a quick 1-0 count. We're in the bottom of the first inning on KCIM, 1380 AM and 95.1 FM. I'm Nick Brinks. Runner takes off for second, and they were about ready to attempt to tag him out at second, but that ball popped out of the glove of Colin Tedrow behind home plate. So as he went to pull that one out of the glove and chuck it to second, it went astray. So Wegger over to second now. And this pitch in, fouled away toward one of the coaches behind third base for the Sergeant Bluff Luton Warriors. Two outs, a runner in scoring position at second. Tigers got one on in the first inning, top half. They left him stranded. That was Talon Crandall after a single to right field. Wegger is at second. Emmett Kneifel is batting. There's a 1-2 after Crandall got the last batter looking on strike three, Gavin Merrill. This is Emmett Kneifel. He'll take a 2-2 count on the next pitch. Scoreless first inning so far. The Warriors and the Tigers squaring off in this 3A Substate 1 quarterfinal. Crandall looking for the strike, and that's fouled away just by inches to the left field line, and that drifts all the way back to Jackson Gross at the left field fence, way back in the corner. If that was fair, that would have probably gone down as a triple. It wasn't fouled by much. Count remains 2-2 for Emmett Kneifel. If he reaches, we'll see Carter Hayes next here in the bottom of the first. Otherwise, we'll see him in the second. 5-6-7 batters due up for the Tigers when we go to the top of the second. 2-2 pitch from Crandall. Another foul ball. This is off toward the parking lot behind us to the north. Back-to-back fouls. Kneifel stays in it here. Junior right fielder looking for hit number 33 this year, or RBI 26. And that's fouled behind home plate. Is it catchable? It stays inside the playing fence. And Kneifel is caught by Tedrow. Colin Tedrow catches it for out number three. And they're also going to leave one runner stranded in a scoreless first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left on thanks to a walk. We go to the second inning. No score in Sergeant Bluff.
Beat the summer heat and make your July extraordinary with the Market on 30. Fire up the grill for sizzling summer feast. We have all the grilling essentials you need, from premium cuts of meat to an assortment of marinades, rubs, and sauces. When the temperature rises, there's nothing better than a cool, refreshing treat. We have many of your frozen favorites. And fill your pantry with the best summer snacking staples, perfect for lazy afternoons or impromptu gatherings. Stock up at the Market on 30 and keep the summer vibes going strong in the BP Plaza.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used, aftermarket, and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Second inning underway with a pop fly behind third base. Trey Tassel will be caught out by Gabe Christians in foul territory. A nice diving effort from the freshman for out number one here quickly in this second inning. No score in the first. Senior Landon Peterson, the shortstop. He'll bat here in the sixth slot. A 219 hitter this year. 14 hits, 13 runs, and 3 RBIs. And he'll take the first pitch straight down Broadway. Peterson, strike one from Gavin Merrill. One hit allowed. Otherwise, no other stats recorded aside from 4 outs on the night. No runs, no earned. No strikeouts, no walks. No hit batters. Second pitch fouled away by Peterson, and the count is 0-2 as Gavin Merrill's making his 12th start of the season. A drop swinging strike three. Nope. We'll just call him out. And that three-pitch strikeout to Peterson brings us to Lincoln Burke. Not a bad hitter to have in the seventh slot. He leads the team in a lot of categories. Team high 21 runs. 404 batting average is tops on the team. OPS over 1 at 1.015 for on-base plus slugging. And he'll bat here 7th, the junior right fielder. First pitch a ball, second one fouled away. Counts evened up off the brand new net behind this home plate. Brand new Warrior Ballpark here in Sergeant Bluff. Softball field is just to our east. 1-1 the count. And misses just a little on the high side to Burke. And the count is 2-1. Burke, 23 hits, 21 runs, 7 RBIs this year, and he'll take a third ball to go along with a strike. Of his 23 hits, he's got 4 doubles, 8 strikeouts, and 8 walks. He's also been hit by 9 pitches this year. 3-1 from Merrill, and that will curve to the outside corner. And Burke takes a full count, 3-2. 2 outs, nobody on. Tassel popped out. And then a strikeout and a looking strike three. So 2 strikeouts, 3 outs, 3 up, 3 down for the Tigers. Top of the second inning is in the books. We are still scoreless. And we go to the bottom of the second inning next on KCIM. This 3A Substate 1 quarterfinal featuring your Carroll Tigers and the Sergeant Bluff Luton Warriors.
Feldfire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feldfire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feldfire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
For 15 years, Brinks Exteriors has been proud to serve our neighbors in helping homes in our community look their best. From windows and doors to roofing, siding, and gutters, Brinks Exteriors does it all, making your home safer, more energy efficient, and a place you're proud to come home to. Now, to celebrate 15 years, we're offering 15% off all windows. Join the many families who've trusted Brinks to care for their homes. Call 712-ROOF-PRO today for your free estimate, because 15 years strong means your home is in good hands.
We've got 3A baseball tonight on the TV Sports Network, along with two 1A softball games. Exira EHK Audubon hosting Bedford on Kick 106.7. IKM Manning hosting Fremont Mills on 93.7 KKRL. Jeff Blankman's in Audubon. And Mason Nealand has our IKM Manning coverage tonight. First pitch of the bottom of the second from Crandall is in for a strike as he walked one and struck out one in that first inning. After the top of the first, it's a 2-0 Fremont Mills lead over IKM Manning. Fouled away, strike two. And the Spartans have a 2-0 lead going to the bottom of the second in that Exira EHK Audubon game. Both teams trying to get to regional finals on Monday night, and they would actually face each other. Line shot to center field, doesn't have to move much. Mason Stitt looked like he was reading a book out there, just waiting for it to come to him. And Hayes flies out on an easy grab for Mason Stitts. I think he actually got to the third chapter by the time that one got to him. Gavin Anderson, sophomore second baseman, up next. Last three batters have all been retired. And four of five have been, aside from one walk in there. And now we've got a hit by pitch. Gavin Anderson takes one off the back. And he'll be hit for the sixth time this season. Gabe Christians, freshman third baseman, up next, hitting 351 this year. They've got some good freshmen. Brody Wegger and Gabe Christians also have an eighth grader at the bottom of the lineup, so not a super experienced team. That team that made it to state last year, this one does look considerably different. A lot of seniors on that team last year. Talon Crandall with one on behind him. A chopper off to third. It's scooped by Peterson. Throw to second. Chance at the double play. But the runner slides into Carson Tedrow's legs and almost takes him out from underneath him. So that took away his chance to throw it to first to Tassel and maybe get Christians out. So a fielder's choice, he reaches, Christians does. Anderson out at second. And now with two outs, the Warriors here in the bottom of the second have one at first and the lefty Brody McCormick. Two Brodies in the starting lineup. And this one's in the eighth slot. A strike from Crandall. No hits allowed so far through seven batters. McCormick's hitting 241 this year with 14 hits, 18 runs, 14 RBIs. A couple extra base hits for him. One double and one triple. Pitch misses. Count evens. 1-1. The winner tonight will move on and play Monday in a sub-state semifinal, taking on either Helan or Storm Lake, as those two are squaring off tonight. Helan's the 2, Storm Lake is the 7 in the bracket. So if there were two upsets tonight, Carroll could host Storm Lake. Otherwise, if Carroll gets a win but Helan wins, Carroll would make almost the same road trip up here again on Monday. 3-1 the count for Brody McCormick, the sophomore center fielder. Coming off an 0-for-3 night, but he scored a run in their season finale against Glenwood. And he'll take this one to the inside. Not sure if that actually grazed him or if it was just ball four. Either way, same result. I will give it a hit by pitch because I think he was. So now two on with two outs. Third base is open, bottom of the order, and it's up to the eighth grader, Micah Frankel, out in left field, to keep this inning going with two outs for Sergeant Bluff Luton. No score. Bottom of the second, a couple outs on the board. And Crandall's pitch to the outside, chased down by Tedrow. Colin Tedrow not batting, but playing behind home plate tonight. He hauls that one in. Only eighth grader starting for either team tonight. Frankel, just looking at him, he does not look like he's built like an eighth grader. He looks like he's going to grow into a solid athlete, and he's already got a head start on that. He's got some biceps on him, honestly. 2-1, the strike from Crandall. I'm 34, and his biceps are bigger than mine. I guarantee you that. Frankel gets ready for this 2-1 count, a couple outs, and that's a ground ball. Nobody in the gap between first and second. Drifts all the way to right field. Running from second home will be Gabe Christians. He'll score. And it's Micah Frankel with an RBI single.
Single RBI for Frankel.
And runners are at first and second. Gabe Christians puts Grand put Sergeant Bluff Luton on the board. McCormick to second. Micah Frankel with the RBI single. 17th RBI for the freshman this season. Or eighth grader. He will be a freshman here in a few weeks. And now back to the top of the order with our first run scored of the ball game. It belongs to Sergeant Bluff Luton, and a strike to Warren. He grounded out to first in the first inning. It's a 3A Substate 1 quarterfinal tonight on 1380 KCIM and 95.1 FM. I'm Nick Brinks in the Motor Inn broadcast booth. A looking strike two, this time on the outside of the zone. And now Crandall looking for his second strikeout of the night to end the inning. 0-2 count, two outs, a 1-0 deficit for the Tigers, and that's a swinging strike three. Second strikeout for Crandall tonight, and we are through two, but not until Sergeant Bluff Luton scores a run on a hit, no errors. Two left on. Third inning is next. You're listening to Carroll Baseball on KCIM.
For 86 years, one thing hasn't changed in Carroll, treating customers like family. At Wittrock Motor Company, we're proud to be a three-generation family-owned dealership serving this community since 1940. Today, we continue that tradition with a full lineup of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, a dependable selection of pre-owned vehicles, and a service team dedicated to keeping you on the road. Stop in and see the difference at Wittrock Motors in Carroll, or visit us at wittrockmotors.com. Wittrock Motors, 86 years, three generations, one promise. We take care of our family.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
Live from Sergeant Bluff, we welcome you back to our KCIM coverage of postseason baseball, 3A Substate 1 quarterfinal. I'm Nick Brinks, 1380 AM, 95.1 FM. Also, as always, streaming online with the CB Sports Network app and at sports.carrollbroadcasting.com. In our post-game show tonight, we will name our Culver's Player of the Game, celebrating 41 years in business and 14 years in Carroll. Culver's Welcome to Delicious, a two-hopper to shortstop, and reaching on the error, Carson Tedrow. That throw to first was too high, and Tedrow is on, Carroll's second base runner of the night after they went 0-for in the second. That was just a little bit of a blooper chopper towards shortstop, and Brody Wegger put a little too much underneath that one. Tedrow reaches on the error. And now they're going to, there must have been interference or something over there. They're going to send Carson Tedrow back to the dugout with an out. So I'm not 100% sure what happened there, but that's the only thing I can assume. If I'm Coach Lukin and a Tiger fan, probably wondering what that was all about. But I guess I will just have to find out later what exactly happened there to Tedrow. Stitz up next. Nolan Stitz, the sophomore DH, batting in the 9 slot. A quick 2-0 count. Pitch misses outside, so it's a 3-0 count. He's the DH in place of catcher Colin Tedrow, a 191 hitter this year, but he'll get on with walk number 7 this season, a four-pitch walk, and they could potentially have two runners on right now with no outs. But again, still going to have to try to figure out what happened to Tedrow there. He reached on the error, as far as I could tell, but we'll have to see what they said between innings here. I'll go over and pop over into the next booth and find out more about that. Chase Schaible now. He is 0-for-1 today. He popped over to second earlier. Gavin Anderson made the grab. And then we'll see Talon Crandall. He's got Carroll's only hit tonight. Each team with one so far through two innings. Gavin Merrill's pitch lined to short. And that'll be out number two. They're going to get the double play as Nolan Stitz was all ready to second. No chance to get back to first. It looked like that was going to be A line drive to center field, but then here comes freshman Brody Wegger. He plucks that one out of the sky, and Nolan Stitz is out as well. So the 6-3, the fly out to short, throw to first, double play. And that's it for the top of the third. It's a 1-0 deficit for Carroll. Sergeant Bluff Luton leading. They bat when we return on KCIM.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
The Sergeant Bluff Luton Warriors, and Brody Wegger just hauled in that line drive, part of a double play to end the inning. He bats first here. He was their first base runner back in the first inning. He was on with a walk and stranded at second. First pitch a strike, second pitch from Crandall on its way, off the left shoulder. And some fans saying that he leaned into it, but and Crandall trying to plead as well. Don't think he's going to win that argument. So three hit batters so far for the Warriors, and they've got one on here. So I got a little clarity maybe on what happened to Carson Tedrow. So he reached on the error, throwing error from shortstop, running to first in the leadoff spot here in the top of the third. So as that ball sailed over the first baseman's head toward the fence, I guess he must have cut to the left of the foul line, acting as if he's considering running to second, and as soon as you do that, you lose the ability to overrun the bag, and now you're a live runner, essentially, and you have to get back to the base in time, otherwise they can tag you out. So I guess that's what happened to him as he reached on the error and then must have made a play to second, even if it was just for a brief moment, and they were able to tag him out. So that's what I found out, not official. But we'll go with that for now. Pass ball allows Wegger to get to second. And the 1-0 pitch is going to almost graze the batter, and they will say it did. I thought that missed him. It was certainly close. And now Coach Lukin, after four hit batters in 12 hitters for Sergeant Bluff Luton, Tigers are going to talk things over on the mound. 1-0 with a couple on. Sergeant Bluff Luton leading. No outs. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Carroll Baseball on KCIM.
Hey, everyone. Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry. Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
A pair of hit batters here in the bottom of the third for Sergeant Bluff Luton. Now a strike to Emmett Kneifel. He ended the first inning popping up to the catcher. Colin Tedrow made that catch just in front of the net behind home plate. 0-1, 2 on, no outs for Sergeant Bluff Luton. They have a 1-0 lead in this 3A Substate 1 quarterfinal. Winner moves on to Monday as we get a chopper foul near the Tiger third base dugout. Winner will face either number 2 Helan or number 7 Storm Lake in the bracket. The other half of the bracket includes the one seed MOC Floyd Valley hosting 8 Lamars, And then the 4-5 matchup is Spencer and Sioux Center. The 0-2 misses up and away for Emmett Kneifel. The right fielder takes ball one. Hitting 276 this year. 32 hits, 32 runs, and 25 RBIs. 1-for-2 with a run scored. Had a couple walks in the win over Glenwood Wednesday night. Pickoff attempt at second is Wegger slides safe. Back into the bag, covered by Carson Tedrow. Two on for the Warriors, 21-17 on the year. Carroll 9-19. Second straight year for this being a 3A sub-state quarterfinal matchup. The Warriors picked up the win last year 7-0 with weather threatening in that one. We did deal with some rain. Here's the 2-2 fouled away to the on-deck circle where Carter Hayes is ready to pick it up. And the count remains 2-2. We've got Exira EHK Audubon leading 2-0 going to the bottom of the third over on kick 106.7 tonight. Throw down to third, and that'll get past the third baseman, Chase Schabel. Runner will score. Brody Wegger wearing a mitt on his right hand. He'll be able to come home and score. Tigers will be credited with an error there. As Wegger comes home, he was stealing to third. And then the error gives him an extra base. Gavin Merrill over at second, and Kneifel has a full count. Here with nobody out and a runner still at second. Payoff pitch, liner to the gap in left center field. That will score the runner from second as Gavin Merrill comes home, chasing it back to the warning track. Mason Stitz fields it, and it's a stand-up double for Emmett Kneifel. Two runs here in the inning for the Warriors of Sergeant Bluff Luton, and they've taken a 3-0 lead in the bottom of the third. We've also got softball on 93.7 KKRL tonight with IKM Manning hosting Fremont Mills, and IKM Manning, the two seed in that region, struggling tonight. They are down 8-0. Looks like they have given up 3 hits, and defensively they've struggled tonight, 4 errors. Carroll has given up 3 runs on the night, and it looks like we will have a pitching change coming for the Tigers. With no outs here in the bottom of the third, Sergeant Bluff Luton has taken a 3-0 lead. Timeout on the field, we'll take one too.
When it comes to construction, trust the team that does it right the first time. Jared Schoen Construction brings over 30 years of experience to every project, from new home construction and additions to roofs, decks, seamless gutters, and more. At Jared Schoen Construction, attention to detail isn't just important, it's a foundation of everything they do. Every project is kept clean, maintained, and completed with quality craftsmanship you can count on. For construction done right, call Jared Schoen Construction today at 712-830-5110.
I'm Jamie North with Custom Technology Solutions, the largest IT company in Carroll, supporting over 200 customers. Cyber threats are real, and most businesses never see them coming until it's too late. We'll keep your data secure and your systems running with our Managed IT Services subscription. Call CTS at 877-287-1007 for your free consultation today, or visit us on the web at carrollitsupport.com.
Schabel will take over here in the bottom of the third inning. First three batters have all gotten on. A couple hit by pitches, and then the RBI double for Emmett Kneifel. Wegger was an unearned run credited to Crandall, an earned run for Gavin Merrill. Kneifel at second, credited to Crandall as well if he would come home. And Carter Hayes will be the first batter to face Schabel. Talon Crandall moves to, looks like he moves over to third base. And that'll be just a flip-flop. So the first pitch from Schabel and the second pitch both missed for balls. As Schabel takes over here and will play for the 11th time this season. 2-0 pitch into the turf near home plate. The infield, the base pass, home plate, Pitcher's mound, all turf. And then the outfield is all grass at this brand new Warrior Baseball facility. Their new softball field opened this summer as well, just behind us to the east. Four-pitch walk for Hayes. Runners at first and second, as this was a 1-0 ball game in favor of Sergeant Bluff Luton through two innings. But here in the third, they've added a couple to their lead, and they're looking to do some more damage as there are no outs. Gavin Anderson, the sophomore second baseman, hit by a pitch in the second inning. He is out there now and then was grounded out as part of a fielder's choice on the way to second. Foul ball toward the light field or light post beyond the third base dugout and batting cages and bullpen. 0-1 the count for Anderson. Exira EHK Audubon with a 4-0 lead after three in softball over on Kick 106.7. I'm Nick Brinks here on KCIM live from Sergeant Bluff tonight. Ground ball to short, scooped up, throw to third is not going to be there. And it's a little low to Crandall. That'll allow the runner to score. Anderson on the fielder's choice gets all the way to second. Hayes is at third. And Kneifel will reach on a Tiger error and come home. 4-0. Sergeant Bluff leading this one in the bottom of the third. Defense struggling for the Tigers. They've already made a pitching change. And the first two batters have reached with a walk and a fielder's choice. And now a line shot foul to the third base side. And over the fence in foul territory. 0-1 the count to Gabe Christians. Reached on a fielder's choice and scored the first run of the game for Sergeant Bluff Luton in the second inning. They've added three here in the third. Brody Wegger, Gavin Merrill, and Emmett Kneifel all coming home to score. Fly ball to center field. Diving and laying out for it. Didn't hang on to it, though. Would have been a heck of a play. And it will drive home a run. RBI single for Gabe Christians as Mason Stitz made a beeline straight forward. And now Carroll committing another error, allowing another runner to score. So Hayes scored. And now Anderson's at third. So four runs in the inning. It's a now a no, five runs have come across here in the inning. Another error there. And unofficially, I've got Carroll with three errors in this inning. As things are kind of coming off the rails here. First five batters through the lineup here in the third have all scored. And the RBI single for Christians, he is at third. And here is a low throw to first. In time, though, Brody McCormick grounds out on a 1-3, and the Tigers needed that just to calm themselves down a little bit. They'll get the first out of the inning. They trail 6-0. It's the bottom of the third. They've given up five here in the inning. And now RBI single for Micah Frankel one inning ago. He is up next with a runner in scoring position. Frankel against Schaible. And the pitch high for ball one. This will definitely be an inning that the Tigers look back on if they fall tonight, where things got away from them. This was a two-inning, 1-0 ball game. First pitch, a ball. Second, a strike. Counts evened up now for Frankel. Eighth grader hitting just under 300 this year. Schaible fires away the 1-1. And that's in the turf to Tedrow behind home plate. 2-1, one out. A runner at third. That's Gabe Christians. Had an RBI single a moment ago. And this is popped up toward the motor in broadcast booth. Up and off the roof. Fouled away for a 2-2 count. Frankel, RBI single one inning ago. And now with one more to work with. A hard hit ball here could be a sack fly to the outfield, or anything in play would score a run. 2-2, that'll score the run. A little blooper to right field. Rolls back to Lincoln Burke, and a pair of RBI singles for Micah Frankel tonight. This one brings home Gabe Christians.
RBI single for Frankel brings up Number four. Gavin
so Carroll has three errors here in the inning, and unofficially, there is a world where the fly ball to Mason Stitz that he dove for and couldn't hang on to, I did give that a single. I thought it would have been a heck of a play, kind of somersaulting into a catch. I gave that a single. Otherwise, that could be the fourth error. They have had several fielding errors trying to get runners out at bags. First, second, and third, I think, all impacted, and they've allowed runners to come around and score. Three runs in here since making the pitching change, credited to Schaible. One was earned. Four of these seven runs credited to Crandall, two earned. Top of the order now, the Warriors with one out and a runner at first. Will dribble one up the gap. Gavin Warren's getting it fielded to right field. And the throw to first was not in time. So Gavin Warren singles. Back-to-back singles. A four-hit, three-error inning. And runners are at first and second. And now they're going to start going through the lineup a second time here in the third. Brody Wegger with a walk and a hit-by-pitch tonight. A steal, a couple of them, and a run scored. Still looking for his first hit, and he's got that here. Line drive to short, shallow center field, and that will score one. And a second one will come in as that one, he thought it was in the glove, went to scoop it out, and I could see a little white thing rolling in the outfield. So Wegger gets the single, drives in one, and then there was an error that allowed the second runner to come home.
Now batting for the Warriors, number 17, Gavin Merrill.
As the bases have just one runner on them right now. A tough inning for the Tigers, and we may get another pitching change. Another run in, another couple runs in, and it's now 9-0 in the bottom of the third. An 8-run inning. And we will see a pitching change for the Tigers. It looks like Trey Tassel will take over when we come back. Just one out for the Warriors and a runner on at second. They've taken a 9-0 lead here in the third.
Carroll Glass is proud to support our local athletes and teams. As your local glass shop, Carroll Glass specializes in commercial and residential glass services. Whether it's residential or commercial glass replacement, commercial door repair, custom glass shower enclosures, or larger commercial projects, their experienced team delivers quality workmanship you can count on. Stop by Carroll Glass at 229 North Main Street in Carroll.
At Home Care Options, we know care doesn't just happen. It's a commitment. Right here in Carroll, our families, clients, and caregivers have built a community rooted in respect, dignity, and compassion. Thanks to your unwavering support, we're able to offer personalized home care, all delivered with the quality and kindness our clients deserve. To every neighbor who's trusted us with your loved ones, to every team member who shows up with heart, thank you. Your support makes an incredible impact on lives, and we don't take that for granted. Home Care Options, family caring for families.
Back in Sergeant Bluff, things have gotten a little ugly for the Carroll Tigers in this bottom of the third inning. Another pitching change. Trey Tassel will take over after Chase Schaible faces, what, seven batters?
Number six, Trey Tassel.
And it'll be Tassel taking over, playing in his 10th game this season. Talon Crandall moves to first, Chase Schaible back to third. And the pitch from Tassel across the plate, but low, almost in the turf. And Gavin Merrill takes ball one. I'm in the Motor Inn broadcast booth tonight from a beautiful new baseball facility here in Sergeant Bluff. 9-0. Warriors have blown this one open in the bottom of the third. And second runner to come home and score and allowed all the way to second. Merrill with a 2-0 count. Tassel, he's a lefty, takes a peek over at second where Wegger's at. Pass ball. Wegger's off the third. Carroll's fans making the road trip up here just under a couple hours for the second year in a row. Much better weather this year, thankfully, but last year was a 7-0 loss. And this one, the Warriors have the Tigers on the ropes early, 9-0. 8 runs in this inning, and it's a 4-pitch walk for Gavin Merrill. Pass ball, runner comes home, but they tag him. Too late. Wegger scores, and that will be credited to Schaible. And Merrill will reach on the walk. So 9 runs in the inning, 10-0 now for the Warriors. They have blown this one open to a double-digit lead as they have batted through the lineup 1 and 2 nights. 11 batters here in the inning. There's a strike from Tassel, and we'll see if that can get him calmed down. Just 1 out, so 11 batters through, 10 have gotten on base, 9 have already scored, 1 is on right now, and Emmett Kneifel had an RBI double in the inning earlier, came around and scored courtesy on an error, or from an error. It's 1-1 with 1 out. We've got 3 games going on tonight, 2 teams playing at home in softball, Exira EHK Audubon. They've got a 4-0 lead after 3 and going to the bottom of the 4th. IKM Manning struggling at home tonight, though. Fremont Mills came to play. That is 11-0. 10-0 here in Sergeant Bluff. So 2 of our 3 teams down by double figures. Foul ball to the top of the motor in broadcast booth. Might have went over. Count 1 and 2 now. Looking for that second out. Trey Tassel's on the hill. Third pitcher in for the Tigers, as this third inning has not gone according to plan. Now here's a high fly ball to that 315 fence in left field. It's off the top of the fence. Jackson Gross couldn't get there in time. It will be a double, and runners are in scoring position. Merrill gets to third, and Kneifel the stand-up double. He's got a pair of doubles tonight to go along with a run and an RBI earlier this inning. Nobody scores, though, and it is still 10-0. 1 out. Still the third through 12 hitters. Carter Hayes next. Walked and scored earlier in the inning, and he takes a pitch downstairs for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Carroll's softball season came to an end last night, and Boone, I had that covered, a 9-1 loss for the Tigers. So Boone actually gets to play just to our, where that foul ball's headed, actually. Just to our east at the new softball field. Boone coming up for a regional semifinal against Sergeant Bluff Luton tomorrow night for some Saturday softball. 1-1 the count. Pitch to Hayes. Chopped foul behind home plate. And the count's 1 and 2. They're just looking for this second out. And now he'll send one for a ride to left center field. Mason Stitz will get underneath this one. It will go down as a sack fly. Gavin Merrill will come around and score thanks to Hayes. RBI for Hayes. Emmett Kneifel was not able to advance. He remains at second. And that will be the first run credited to Trey Tassel. Unofficially, I've got 4 for Crandall, 6 for Schaible, 1 for Tassel. It's 11-0. It's been a tough inning. Two outs. They did just get that second out. So now they're looking for one more to get out of this third and go to the fourth and maybe lick their wounds a little bit. 1-1 the count for Anderson. Hit by a pitch last inning. Reached on a fielder's choice. Scored thanks to an error earlier this inning. 2 outs. 1-1's on the way. That'll be a ground ball towards second. Carson Tedrow's got it. But the throw is short. Talon Crandall can't stretch out far enough. And that error will allow Anderson to get on and Emmett Kneifel to come home for an unearned run. Dave Christians up next. A couple runs scored by him tonight. He's 1-for-2 with an RBI single earlier this inning. And this 14-batter inning moves on to 15 now for Sergeant Bluff-Luton as they look for their 22nd win of the year. 21-17, 17-11 in the Missouri River Conference, a conference won by the top team in 4A, Sioux City East. One ball, no strikes, and this is a fly ball to Crandall. This could end the inning, and he does. So Carroll will praise the Lord, hallelujah, that this inning is in the books. Three innings in as Sergeant Bluff-Luton takes care of business to take a 12-0 lead. Top of the fourth is coming up next. As they get through 15 hitters, the Warriors have this one looking pretty good for themselves. We're back after this, and you're listening to KCIM.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no-appointment-needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two loop technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas and online at newwayford.com.
Beat the summer heat and make your July extraordinary with the Market on 30. Fire up the grill for sizzling summer feasts. We have all the grilling essentials you need, from premium cuts of meat to an assortment of marinades, rubs, and sauces. When the temperature rises, there's nothing better than a cool, refreshing treat. We have many of your frozen favorites. And fill your pantry with the best summer snacking staples, perfect for lazy afternoons or impromptu gatherings. Stock up at the Market on 30 and keep the summer vibes going strong in the BP Plaza.
As they get four hits, four hit by pitches, two walks, four errors, and they lead 12-0 after three. Talon Crandall batting here to lead things off. And we are underway here in the fourth. Crandall sends one on a ground ball. That'll be the second hit of the night, and his bat has led to both of them. He got a single with one out in the first, and he singles here in the fourth. And now trailing 12-0, they've got to buckle up and start getting the bats going. See if they can't get this one back to single digits first and then go from there and see what happens. As this one is on pace, if Carroll can't score, we would get to the top of the fifth and then not have to go to a bottom of the fifth. Carroll trying to avoid that and extend the night. But still in the fourth inning, so SBL still guaranteed some at-bats. Mason Stitz hitting here with a 1-1 count. No outs. Crandall with his second hit of the night. Only hits for the Tigers. There's been one error and two base runners left on. As of right now, that includes Crandall, who is out there right now. So at the end of innings, just one, that was back in the first. Carroll's offense struggling, and their defense did not have a good third inning. And so here we are in the fourth, 12-0 after 11 runs across in the third. The scoreboard doesn't go to double digits for the inning scores, so it shows that they've scored one run in the second, one in the third, but that's actually 1-11. 1-2 the count, fouled away by Stitz toward the parking lot to our north. As this one will hit the hour mark here in just a few minutes. Live from Sergeant Bluff tonight, SBL, the Warriors, and the Carroll Tigers. With a check swing, they're going to say he went, and Mason Stitz will head back to the dugout, striking out, swinging. Jackson Gross next, 0-for-1 tonight, grounded out to second base. Talon Crandall with a leadoff single. He is at first with a lead there, covered by Carter Hayes. Gavin Merrill, the senior, pickoff attempt there. Crandall takes off for second as that one gets past Hayes. And he wants to go to third. It's picked up, thrown to third, and Crandall is all the way there. So that throw was off the mark, and Crandall takes advantage, and he picks up a couple free bases. So now it's up to Jackson Gross, the left fielder for the Tigers, a chance to bring Crandall home. Crandall was left stranded at third base in the first inning. The only one that they have had on the base paths tonight at the end of an inning. They've had a couple others that have gotten out. Here's Crandall halfway home on a pass ball, but did not like his chances, so he retreats back to safety at third. Two balls, no strikes to Jackson Gross, batting .244. He has one of three Carroll home runs this year. 20 hits, 14 runs, 14 RBIs as the sun has clouded over off to our west. And it's feeling like it's cooled off considerably, but we've just lost the heat of the sun for the moment. Still 82 degrees, fair skies here, more cloudy off to our west. But a nice blue sky with some hazy clouds up ahead. Jackson Gross, 3-0 the count, looking to get on and try to get runners on the corners. They have not had two runners on at any time tonight at the same time. Pitch, swinging, strike one. And the left fielder has a 3-1 count. You're listening to 1380 KCIM and 95.1 FM. It's KCIM Carroll, pass ball. This one will put Gross at first. And sliding in, beating the tag from the catcher, Gavin Warren, Talon Crandall will come home and score on the pass ball. First run across for the Tigers. Gross gets the walk. And now an infield conference coming from Coach Matt Nelson and his Sergeant Bluff Luton Warriors. Tigers on the board finally. They trail 12-1. Top of the fourth inning, one out Tigers. Back in 30 seconds on KCIM Carroll.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Runner on for the Tigers. One run already in as Talon Crandall's leadoff single has turned into a run thanks to an error and then a pass ball. And Jackson Gross got on with the walk. Now it's Trey Tassel's turn, 0 for 1 tonight. He popped up to third earlier. And he'll give this one a ride to center field into the glove of Brody McCormick. Out number two on a flyout. Two outs for the Tigers. Landon Peterson up next. One of three Gavin Merrill strikeouts tonight. All coming in the last seven batters or so. Peterson struck out for out number two in the second inning. We're now in the top of the fourth. 12-1 Sergeant Bluff Luton Carroll baseball tonight. On KCIM, 1380 AM and 95.1 FM. Update from Jeff Blankman over on Kick 106.7. Exira EHK Audubon leading Bedford 5-0 after 5. The 0-1 pitch to the inside misses for ball one for Landon Peterson, hitting .215. The senior looking for a 15th hit on the year before this one wraps up. Assuming Carroll isn't able to come back from this 11-run deficit, but never say never. Landon Peterson's pitch is outside from Merrill. Pass ball allows Jackson Gross to get to second. And Peterson's got a 2-1 count. So no change. Just an infield chat here a moment ago. Gavin Merrill remains out there. He has not given up much tonight. Two hits, three strikeouts, two walks. One unearned run just a little bit ago. Crandall came home on a pass ball. 2-1 the count, and that's strike two. Down Broadway on a curve ball to Peterson. Brand new facility here in Sergeant Bluff. First playoff baseball game on it. 2-2 the count. And the pitch is on the way from Merrill. Peterson sends this one to center field to Brody McCormick, and he's got a couple outs. The last two have landed in his glove, and that is it for the fourth. One run on one hit. There was one error, and they leave one stranded. But the Tigers are on the board. They trail 12-1 in this 3A Substate 1 baseball quarterfinal on KCIM.
Feld Fire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feld Fire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
For 15 years, Brinks Exteriors has been proud to serve our neighbors in helping homes in our community look their best. From windows and doors to roofing, siding, and gutters, Brinks Exteriors does it all, making your home safer, more energy efficient, and a place you're proud to come home to. Now, to celebrate 15 years, we're offering 15% off all windows. Join the many families who trusted Brinks to care for their homes. Call 712-ROOF-PRO today for your free estimate, because 15 years strong means your home is in good hands.
Sergeant Bluff, Luton 12, Carroll 1. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning live from the Motor Inn broadcast booth. I'm Nick Brinks. Looking for a great deal on your next vehicle? Motor Inn can help you out. Motor Inn of Carroll, together let's drive. Lefty Brody McCormick, followed by Micah Frankel and Gavin Warren, the three hitters that we will see here in the inning. Left-handed pitch to the left-handed batter. Well outside, but Colin Tedrow, nice job gloving that one from the turf. Ball one for Brody McCormick. We are on to the fourth inning, bottom half, Tigers on the board in the top half, trailing by 11, swinging strike from Brody McCormick, 237 hitter this year. He's got 14 hits, 18 runs, and 14 RBIs, 0 for 1 tonight. Was hit by a pitch and stranded at second as well. 1-1, swings away, strike two. Two extra base hits for McCormick this year. One double, one triple. He's been struck out 9 times, trying to avoid a 10th. Tassel's pitch, grounded to second. Carson Tedrow slides into it. The throw short, but Crandall almost able to scoop it, but not able to. That throw will be a little short, and McCormick will reach on another Tiger error. They have been aplenty tonight. I have 6 errors unofficially for the Tigers, as Micah Frankel is up next. 2 RBI singles for Frankel, an 8th grader tonight. Also 1 run scored. Leads the team in RBIs tonight. And he's tied for the team lead in hits with Emmett Kneifel with a couple. Here's a pitch over the head of Tedrow. Wild pitch moves McCormick to second. And Micah Frankel will have a 1-0 count. IKM Manning Wolves trailing 11-0 at home to Fremont Mills tonight in a 1A Region 2 semifinal. Regional final on Monday. If they win, they would take on the winner of that Exira EHK Audubon and Bedford game where the Spartans were up 5-0 after 5. Two balls, no strikes. There's a runner at second with no outs. Tassel, the left-handed pitch, and it's a little chopper. Dribbler to third. Schabel's throw long enough, strong enough, on time enough, and Frankel goes down for the first time tonight as he grounds out to third. Schabel with a nice throw, and Crandall there to take the grab. Gavin Warren up next. Brody McCormick off to third after that ground out. He's in scoring position, a chance to come home. Warren takes a strike. Gavin Warren 1-for-3 tonight with a run in the third inning and a single, a strikeout, and a ground out in the first two innings. 0-1 the count. Tassel's pitch, that is just upstairs, and the count is evened up 1-1. Gavin Warren batting just under 300 this season. He's got 36 hits, 45 runs, and 26 RBIs. Team high 45 runs this year. And he came in tied for fourth for most triples in Class 3A with 5, and his teammate Emmett Kneifel also has 5. 3-1 the count. This pitch to Tassel, or from Tassel, was high. And Warren will look for the 3-1 here in a moment. Tassel's pitch, wind, delivered. And there's a ball and a walk. Warren on. Runners on the corners now for the Warriors of Sergeant Bluff. Luton, tonight's winner, gets to face Helan or Storm Lake. Helan and SBL were the 2 and 3 seeds in this sub-state number 1. So that would go on across town at Bishop Helan if those two teams won tonight. Have not seen any scores from that. Base is loaded now as Brody Wegger takes one off the shoulder. He's been hit by a couple pitches tonight. He is 1-for-1, a couple runs and an RBI, and also has a walk. Base is loaded right now for the Sergeant Bluff Luton Warriors in the bottom of the fourth. If Carroll doesn't score any more runs, Sergeant Bluff Luton's offense may not be needed in the bottom of the fifth as they lead by more than 10. Trey Tassel's pitch, that's a wild pitch over Colin Tedrow's head, and the Warriors will stay put. Wegger at first, Warren at second, McCormick at third. Tassel batting, or pitching rather, for the Tigers. And now Colin Tedrow, the catcher, wants to chat with Tassel. They'll have a conversation on the mound. Talon Crandall, starting pitcher, he's playing at first. Carson Tedrow is at second. Chase Schabel is at third. Landon Peterson, the shortstop. Jackson Gross in left field. Mason Stitz in center field. And Lincoln Burke in right field. Pretty sure Lincoln Burke hasn't had anything sent his way. Everything else has been kind of off to left field or infield plays. Gross and Stitz, they've been getting a workout, but not a whole lot of work for Burke out there. Fouled over the net behind home plate. Count is 1-1 for Gavin Merrill. He's been pitching well tonight. He's only given up 2 hits. He has struck out 3 and walked 2. He's been hit by a couple pitches, and he's got a strikeout tonight, one of Crandall's 2. And the other pitchers for Carroll have not struck anybody out. 2-1 the count. This one's on the outside. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight on KCIM. Beautiful night at the ballpark. Fly ball center field back to Mason Stitz looking for out number 2. Could be a sack fly. Runners will take off. Everybody advances. And Gavin Merrill with his first RBI tonight will bring home Brody McCormick. Second sack fly of the ball game for SBL. McCormick comes around. He reached on an error, so that'll be an unearned run. And Warren's to third. Wegger is at second. Merrill sent packing with that sack fly, and it's Emmett Kneifel. Back-to-back doubles, both in the third inning for him. And it's a final score for IKM Manning. They fall tonight at home 11-1 to Fremont Mills as Exira EHK leads Bedford. Exira EHK Audubon leads Bedford 5-1 going to the bottom of the sixth. That one's shaping up to be Fremont Mills at Exira EHK Audubon on Monday in a regional final, if that score holds. 2 balls, no strikes here on KCIM to Emmett Kneifel. Sergeant Bluff Luton leading 13-1. Pitch on the inside. First 2 innings went pretty well according to plan. Tigers were scoreless, but they only gave up a run. Then the wheels kind of fell off in the third. Here's a rip towards center field back to Mason Stitz. He's got it in his sights. It's in the glove, and the last 2 outs are made by Stitz, and that'll do it for the fourth inning. That might be the last time we see Sergeant Bluff bat. Sergeant Bluff Luton Warriors leading by 12. Carroll needs 3 runs in the top of the fifth to extend it to the bottom of the inning. Back after this, you're listening to KCIM's coverage of postseason baseball for the Carroll Tigers.
For 86 years, one thing hasn't changed in Carroll, treating customers like family. At Wittrock Motor Company, we're proud to be a 3-generation family-owned dealership serving this community since 1940. Today, We continue that tradition with a full lineup of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, a dependable selection of pre-owned vehicles, and a service team dedicated to keeping you on the road. Stop in and see the difference at Whitrock Motors in Carroll, or visit us at whitrockmotors.com. Whitrock Motors, 86 years, 3 generations, 1 promise. We take care of our family.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
Quarterfinal. Carroll season on the line here. It's on the brink. Friday, July 10th, 12-run deficit. They need 3 runs here in the top of the 5th to force a bottom of the inning. And SBL will have a fresh arm on the mound, it looks like, to face Lincoln Burke. So let's take a look here. And on the mound, it'll be Kyler Tendell. And he comes in for the 5th inning. He was not batting. So that leads me to believe we don't have any other defensive changes. No, we do. I see the starting pitcher over at first. So it looks like Carter Hayes will come out, and he'll be replaced by Gavin Merrill, who moves off the mound. Fly ball to left field. Lincoln Burke drops one in the bucket, and he's got Carroll's 3rd hit of the night. It's been a tough night, defensively especially, but the bats haven't been flying. Burke with a single here in the leadoff spot against Kyler Tendell, making his 14th appearance of the season. He's got a 2-1 record, has not started any games. His ERA is 2.28. So one of their closers has pitched 27-plus innings, 19 hits, 10 runs, 9 earned, struck out 18, and walked 12. He is a lefty. He's got kind of a unique release as Carson Tedrow is batting here for the second time. He reached on an error in the 3rd. 1-1. Burke single. He's on at first. Fouled away into the net behind home plate. Carroll needs 3 runs here in the top of the 5th, or this one will be done with a 13-1 final score. We're live in the Motor Inn broadcast booth tonight. I'm Nick Brinks. In our postgame show, we'll name our Culver's player of the game. A little chopper towards short. Scooped up by Wegger, and he puts one on a rope to first, but it's going to come up short. And Tedrow, I think, is going to beat that throw anyway. Back-to-back singles for the Carroll Tigers. They've doubled up their hit totals for the night. They've taken advantage of Kyler Tendell here. Gavin Merrill, 2 hits allowed in 4 innings. And Tendell gives up a couple hits before an out. Bottom of the order, Nolan Stitz on with a walk in the 2nd, actually back in the 3rd inning. And the sophomore takes this one on the chalk, ball 1. Stitz with 13 hits this year, 11 runs, and 11 RBIs. His 7th walk of the season came earlier tonight. 2 on for the Tigers, no out. And this will drop a ball out in left field. Nice little blooper, puts runners on all 3 bags. Single, single, single for Burke, Carson Tedrow, and Nolan Stitz. And the Sergeant Bluff Luton Warriors defense giving Carroll a glimmer here as they go back to the top of the order. To the Tigers, junior third baseman Chase Schaible is up next. So they need 3 runs to force the bottom of the 5th. They've got 3 on right now with no outs, so couldn't ask for a much better start. Now Schaible would love nothing more than his first home run of the season. Clear the bags in one fell swoop with a grand slam. Schaible fouls one away, strike 1. After six, Exira EHK Audubon has a 5-1 lead over Bedford. And here's a fly ball to right field. That will be in play, and it will land on the grass. They weren't able to get to it. It'll score a run. Bases remain full. Four straight hits. This one an RBI single for Chase Schabel. Drives home Burke. And because it looked like that might have been caught, the runners didn't have too big of leads. Otherwise, everybody probably could have moved an extra base if they would have just taken off. If that was a two-out situation, that probably scores two. But worried about the catch in the outfield. Either way, Tigers have a couple runs on the board now. And then Talon Crandall, he's been a bright spot in the bats before this inning. Two hits, two for two. Make it three for three. He sends one to right center field. That will score two. And the Tigers have done what they needed to here in the inning. It'll be a stand-up double for Talon Crandall to drive in a couple. Tedro from third, Stitz from second. Chase Schabel's off to third. And just like that, we have Carroll up to where they can force the bottom of the fifth inning. Scoreboard accidentally gave one of those runs to Sergeant Bluff Luton. I looked up and it said 14-3. It's actually 13-4. But four singles and a double for the Tigers here in the top half of the fifth inning. And now it's Mason Stitz, 0 for 2 tonight. The 3, 4, 5, 6 hitters have combined to go 0 for 7. Top and bottom of the order, 1, 2, 7, 8, 9, all with hits tonight. Crandall now with three of them. And Crandall in a good spot to be our Culver's Player of the Game, celebrating 41 years in business and 14 years in Carroll. Culver's welcome to Delicious, although his pitching start didn't quite go as he would have liked. Batting-wise, he has been excellent tonight as he has a chance to score his second run of the night. He's over at second. Two singles and a double, a couple RBIs a moment ago. Chase Schabel is at third with his RBI single. And the pitch coming from Tendall. Mason Stitz sends this one to center field. That'll be a sac fly. Runners look to advance. Crandall holds at second, but Schabel comes home to score. Sack fly to center field for Stitz. Another run on the board, and the Tigers have started to claw their way back into this one. Just one out for the Tigers. They trail 13-5. Lincoln Burke, Carson Tedrow, Nolan Stitz, and Chase Schabel all with singles and scores. Talon Crandall with a two RBI double. He is at second. Mason Stitz with the sack fly to drive one in. Now Jackson Gross batting with one on for the Tigers. Now within eight. So we will see a bottom of the fifth inning. That was goal number one. Force the bottom of the fifth. Let's get three runs in. They've brought four in, so they've got some wiggle room. And now they want to see if they can take advantage of Tendall a little more on the hill, get some more runs in, and maybe start to make this more of a ball game. Jackson Gross with a high fly ball out toward left field. And that will be caught. Talon Crandall starts taking off for third. He'll slide in and beat the throw by a step. Jackson Gross flies out to his position out in left field. And Talon Crandall is at third. Two outs for the Tigers. They trail by eight. But again, the number one box they needed to check here in the top of the fifth was one. Pick up some hits, pick up some runs, but get at least three, and they've done that with four. Now a pitch in the turf to Trey Tassel. He's 0 for 2 tonight. Popped one up to third, and he flew out to center field. He's batting here eighth through the lineup here in the inning. Top of the fifth, best inning of the night for the Tigers. Tendall's pitch, grounded foul to third. Tyler Tendall has given up five hits here in the inning. He came in with 18 hits allowed this season in 27-plus innings, and Carroll has just belted him for five. 1-1 the count. On the low side, ball two. Win tonight, you move on to Monday, sub-state semifinal against either Helan or Storm Lake. That game going on tonight, 2-1 the count. And it's 3-1 now. Ball on the low side. No strikeouts or walks, just a lot of balls put into play. Five hits for the Carroll Tigers, a sack fly, and a fly out to left field. 3-1 from Tendall. There's a strike looking for number two. Trey Tassel looking for hit number one tonight. He's sitting on 20 for the season, right at 299. See if he can push that batting average over 300 for the season. Fouls this one to the Warrior dugout behind first base. Good to have you along tonight. We're live in the Motor Inn broadcast booth here in Sergeant Bluff. Motor Inn of Carroll, together, let's drive. Culver's player of the game, will announce that in our postgame show. Payoff pitch coming on the 3-2, ripped to right field. Crandall walks home from third, and it's another RBI single for the Tigers. They've got two of those here in the inning. There was also a two RBI double and a sack fly to drive one in. So Carroll with five RBIs in the inning, six hits, and they'll get through the whole batting lineup. Tassel with his first hit of the night. Now we'll see if Landon Peterson, the senior shortstop, can do the same. It's now six runs on the board for the Tigers, five here in the inning. They trail 13-6. And even if that was the final score tonight, that feels and looks a whole lot better than 13-1. Swinging strike to the outside. Peterson takes it 1-1. Carroll will get through the whole batting lineup here in the fifth inning. They've got a runner at first, and they have forced a bottom of the fifth. That's the important thing. Now within seven, Kyler Tendall, his left-handed pitch, fouled up, playable in center field. Brody McCormick calls for it and hauls it in. Second center field flyout for Peterson tonight. Carroll scores five runs on six hits. There were no errors, and they leave one on base. They get through the whole lineup. 13-6, Sergeant Bluff Luton. The Warriors lead by seven. They bat when we return on KCIM.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
The fifth inning, trailing by 12. They come out of it trailing by 7. So we go to the bottom of the fifth. Carter Hayes, Gavin Anderson, and Gabe Christians all batting for the Warriors in this bottom of the fifth. Now, if they get three runs, they can still end this one in five as they lead off with a ground ball to Chase Schaible. Bobbles it. Throw to first will be off the bag for Crandall. So Hayes will lead off, reaching on the error. Either the bobble could have cost them, or the throw was going to be in time even after the bobble, but it was a little too far to the right of first base. Crandall was not able to catch the ball while keeping a foot on the bag. So there is an error, which has been a struggle for the Tigers tonight. They've given up seven hits, but also seven errors. It's Gavin Anderson batting now, 0 for 2 tonight. He does have a run and an RBI. He has reached on an error and a fielder's choice, also been hit by a pitch. So despite going 0 for 2, he's been on base all three of his plate appearances tonight. Two balls, no strikes. Trey Tassel on the hill for the Carroll Tigers, third pitcher tonight. And he pitches one low and in for a ball. Three balls, no strikes, a leadoff error for the Tiger defense. Carter Hayes is at first, over by Talon Crandall. Lefty on the bag. Tassel pitches upstairs. Runner takes off for second. And it'll be a walk for Gavin Anderson, a four-pitch walk. Three games tonight on our CB Sports Network. Our two softball games have gone final. Exira EHK Audubon, the number one team in 1A, they have won. They win 5-1 tonight over Bedford. They move on to a 1A regional final coming up next week. IKM Manning falls to Fremont Mills 11-1 in four innings. High pitch over Tedrow's head. Pass ball advances both runners. Hayes is at third, and Anderson is at second. Gabe Christians batting here with a 1-0 count. He represents the third run needed by SBL to end this one in the fifth. They probably feel like leading 13-1 going into the top of the fifth. All right, this one should be pretty easy. We can end it in five. And then Carroll says, whoa, 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 not so fast. They just scored five in the inning to get it back within seven. Now SBL has the pressure back on them. Obviously, still a comfortable margin, but nowhere near as comfortable as it was 20 minutes ago or so. Three balls, no strikes. There's another four-pitch walk as Carroll has clawed their way back to within seven, 13-6, but the bases are loaded. Carter Hayes on with an error, back-to-back walks for Gavin Anderson and Gabe Christians, and Trey Tassel is going to have a word with his head coach, Josh Lucan, and the infielders chatting. Will we get a fourth pitcher in for the Tigers? Timeout taken, back after this.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Talon Crandall coming back in, it looks like. He started the game and unofficially went two innings, gave up four runs, a couple earned, two hits allowed, two strikeouts, one walk and four hit batters. It was the hit by pitches that started that big third inning. And they decided to pull the plug, but this game, back in not comfortable territory by any means, but so I think we're going to go back to our starting lineups. Crandall will take over here. He'll be the first and the fourth pitcher tonight for the Tigers. As he is back in, and let's see who that puts over at first. I believe it was Tassel starting the game there. Yes, it was. So we should be back to where we started. As Talon Crandall will get a second stint here, a second life. Brody McCormick will be the first batter he faces after back-to-back walks given up by the Tigers. There was an error on the leadoff hitter. Fielded a little with an error over at third. A little bit of a bobble. Throw was off the mark. And so we do have bases loaded for the Warriors and Talon Crandall. Carroll's ace comes in, and we've got a quick pass ball. One more on the board for Sergeant Bluff Luton, their first here in the inning. It'll be Carter Hayes scoring. And that will go down against Tassel. If Anderson and Christian score, they would all go against Trey Tassel. In line to be earned runs, Hayes was an unearned run. And now a rip to right field, back to the fence. Nice grab, but a sac fly potential. And McCormick will unload this one to right to drive one in. And now they are one away from trying to end this here in this fifth inning. Runners at third now, and there's one runner at third. The other two have come home as Tassel will take those two runs to his credit. So now it's Gabe Christians at third. He represents that 10-run lead here in the bottom of the fifth inning if he can come home. There are a couple outs to work with. Just one right now up on the board. Brody McCormick just flew out to right field. Nice grab by Lincoln Burke, by the way, chasing that one into the sun toward the fence, catching it on the run. 0-1, bottom of the order. Micah Frankel, ground ball, left field, scoring that 16th run. And this one will end in five. RBI single for Micah Frankel. And the run comes home to finish off the Tigers. But a valiant effort here in the fifth inning as they score five in the top, but give up three in the bottom. Three runs on a hit and an error, and they will leave one on, but they still had a couple outs to work with. 16-6 is your final score. Sergeant Bluff Luton advances, and now they'll await the winner of Bishop Heelan and Storm Lake for a sub-state semifinal on Monday. If Heelan wins, Sergeant Bluff Luton would head to Bishop Heelan, not too far away from here, maybe a 15-minute drive up to Sioux City. If Storm Lake would upset Heelan, Sergeant Bluff Luton would host that game coming up on Monday. That'll be the Monday sub-state semifinal for 3A sub-state number one. I'm Nick Brinks. Mackey Motors post-game show's on the way next. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. And we'll name our Culver's Player of the Game. That's all on deck here on KCIM 1380 AM and 95.1 FM as our game tonight finishes in right around an hour and a half. Back after this with our post-game coverage.
When it comes to construction, trust the team that does it right the first time. Jared Schoen Construction brings over 30 years of experience to every project, from new home construction and additions to roofs, decks, seamless gutters, and more. At Jared Schoen Construction, attention to detail isn't just important, it's a foundation of everything they do. Every project is kept clean, maintained, and completed with quality craftsmanship you can count on. For construction done right, call Jared Schoen Construction today at 712-830-5110.
I'm Jamie North with Custom Technology Solutions, the largest IT company in Carroll, supporting over 200 customers. Cyber threats are real, and most businesses never see them coming until it's too late. We'll keep your data secure and your systems running with our Managed IT Services subscription. Call CTS at 877-287-1007 for your free consultation today, or visit us on the web at carrollitsupport.com.
Carroll Glass is proud to support our local athletes and teams. As your local glass shop, Carroll Glass specializes in commercial and residential glass services. Whether it's residential or commercial glass replacement, commercial door repair, custom glass shower enclosures, or larger commercial projects, their experienced team delivers quality workmanship you can count on. Stop by Carroll Glass at 229 North Main Street in Carroll.
At Home Care Options, we know care doesn't just happen, it's a commitment. Right here in Carroll, our families, clients, and caregivers have built a community rooted in respect, dignity, and compassion. Thanks to your unwavering support, we're able to offer personalized home care, all delivered with the quality and kindness our clients deserve. To every neighbor who's trusted us with your loved ones, to every team member who shows up with heart, thank you. Your support makes an incredible impact on lives, and we don't take that for granted. Home Care Options, family caring for families.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no appointment needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two lube technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayford.com.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
We'll be right back.
Coverage on 1380 KCIM and 95.1 FM is brought to you by Mackey Motors, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 17 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. Final score, Carroll Falls tonight in baseball in a 3A Substate 1 quarterfinal. 16-6 is your final score as we went just over 90 minutes. And the Warriors of SBL are off to Monday's Substate semifinal. They'll await the winner of Helan and Storm Lake. Helan leading that one after 5-4-0, 7 o'clock game, either at Bishop Helan or here at Sergeant Bluff Luton if Storm Lake pulled off the upset and the come-from-behind win there. Carroll will finish their season 9-20. Sergeant Bluff Luton advances to 22-17 as Carroll falls tonight by 10. Both teams unofficially with 8 hits, but errors were costly for the Tigers tonight. They commit 7 by my count. SBL with a couple. Carroll leaves 3 on base, a couple in scoring position, and SBL leaves 7 on the bags, 5 in scoring position. Sergeant Bluff Luton had a 1-0 lead after the second inning. Things were doing just fine at that point. Bats weren't going for Carroll, but defensively they were pretty strong. Pitching was going all right. Bottom of the third is when things got a little crazy as the Tigers gave up 11 runs. 15 batters got through the lineup that time. A bunch of hit batters, some hits, a bunch of errors. If it could have gone wrong for Carroll, it did in the bottom of the third. In the fourth inning, both teams scored 1 run, and then it was 13-1 going to the top of the fifth. Carroll needed 3 runs to even force the bottom of the fifth. They got 5. They got the bats going, and they picked up 5 hits in that third inning, in that fifth inning. Unfortunately for them, they scored the 5 and then gave up 3 to fall by 10 in 5 innings, 16-6. That is your final score. We'll name our Culver's Player of the Game here in just a moment. Culver's celebrating 41 years in business and 14 years in Carroll. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. Before we do that, let's take a look at the numbers for Carroll tonight. With those 8 hits, Talon Crandall picks up 3 of them, including a double. He scores twice, drives in 2. Chase Schabel goes 1-for-3 with a run and an RBI. Mason Stitz 0-for-2 with an RBI. Jackson Gross with a walk. Trey Tassel, 1-for-3 with an RBI tonight. Lincoln Burt goes 1-for-2 with an RBI or with a run scored. Carson Tedrow 1-for-2 with a run. Nolan Stitz 1-for-1 with a run and a walk. And those are your batters for the Carroll Tigers tonight. Talon Crandall got the start and gave up 4 runs. 2 were earned when he came out of the game. Technically, he came out of the game. It wasn't 4-0 yet, but a couple of the runners that were credited to him scored, but unofficially I have him going 2 innings, 4 runs allowed, 2 earned, 2 hits, a couple strikeouts, a walk, 4 hit batters. He actually came back in to finish the game, did give up 1 more hit, so technically Crandall finishes with 3 hits and 2 1/3 innings. He gets the loss tonight. Chase Schabel, Trey Tassel also each pitched and gave up 6 runs apiece. Other side for Sergeant Bluff Luton, they were led by an 8th grader. 3-for-4 night for Micah Frankel with a run and 3 RBIs. Had a big night against Glenwood the other night. Had another big night tonight as the Sergeant Bluff Luton Warriors are on to a sub-state semifinal coming up on Monday, July 13th. Culver's Player of the Game, that's coming up next here on KCIM 1380 AM and 95.1 FM. So with our 2 softball games tonight in the books and our baseball game done now, Carroll's baseball season comes to an end. IKM Manning softball, their season comes to an end. Exira EHK Audubon, they're going to play next week in a regional final for a chance to go to Fort Dodge in just over a week for the state tournament. The new double elimination format. Mackey Motors postgame show continues after this. I'm Nick Brinks, live in the Motor Inn broadcast booth in Sergeant Bluff. 16-6, your final score. Carroll falls on the road.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Beat the summer heat and make your July extraordinary with the Market on 30. Fire up the grill for sizzling summer feasts. We have all the grilling essentials you need, from premium cuts of meat to an assortment of marinades, rubs, and sauces. When the temperature rises, there's nothing better than a cool, refreshing treat. We have many of your frozen favorites. And fill your pantry with the best summer snacking staples, perfect for lazy afternoons or impromptu gatherings. Stock up at the Market on 30 and keep the summer vibes going strong in the BP Plaza.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Feldfire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feldfire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feldfire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
For 15 years, Brinks Exteriors has been proud to serve our neighbors in helping homes in our community look their best. From windows and doors to roofing, siding, and gutters, Brinks Exteriors does it all, making your home safer, more energy efficient, and a place you're proud to come home to. Now, to celebrate 15 years, we're offering 15% off all windows. Join the many families who trusted Brinks to care for their homes. Call 712-ROOF-PRO today for your free estimate, because 15 years strong means your home is in good hands.
Back in the Motor Inn broadcast booth, I am Nick Brinks. We are in Sergeant Bluff tonight as the Carroll Tigers, their season comes to an end at the hands of Sergeant Bluff Luton in a 16-6 five-inning loss. Bit of a roller coaster at times tonight for the Tigers, trailing 1-0 through two innings. You'll take that. You were playing okay. Third inning, some pitching struggles, fielding struggles, the bats get going for SBL. They kind of take advantage of every aspect of the game. Bunch of errors, walks, hit by pitches, you name it, errors. Just a rough third inning, giving up 11 runs, and that was really the difference in this one. Carroll does go on and score five in the fifth inning, also one in the fourth, but SBL had a big lead, had some gap, and then they finish it off with the bottom of the fifth inning three-run performance to get this one back to a 10-run win in five. Let's name our Culver's player of the game. We'll post a photo on our social media pages later tonight. You can find us online at sports.carrollbroadcasting.com. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can check that out later tonight. But it's Talon Crandall, hands down, batting-wise tonight. He goes 3-for-3 with a couple runs, drives in two runs, had a double. Batting-wise, he was excellent tonight. He was a bright spot, and for the first few innings, he was the only one that had picked up hits until we got to the fifth inning. He also picked up his biggest of the night in that fifth inning two RBI double, and then had singles and a run scored in the first and fourth innings. Did not get the night he was hoping for as a pitcher, as he takes the loss tonight, going 2 1/3 innings and giving up 4 of the 16 runs. But his batting performance to wrap up his Carroll Tiger career was, I take that back, he's only a junior. Carroll very happy to have him back next year. Got ahead of myself there. He's got 1 year to go. But Talon Crandall is your Culver's player of the game tonight, celebrating 41 years in business and 14 years in Carroll. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. So now that we have that in the books, let's talk about the seniors. Of course, there are some that will be missed big time, not just in baseball, but a lot of sports. You've got Jackson Gross, Carson Tedrow, Trey Tassel, Landon Peterson, and Mason Stitz. All five started tonight, all five major contributors for the Carroll baseball team over the past handful of years. So we wish them all the best as their baseball career comes to an end. Not sure if any of them are going on to play at the next level or not, but we do wish those five the best. SBL moves on tonight with a win at home over your Carroll Tigers. 16-6, the final in five innings in this 3A Substate 1 quarterfinal. You've been listening to the Mackey Motors postgame show. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. Talon Crandall is your Carroll Tiger, Culver's player of the game. A three-hit night, couple runs, a couple RBIs, had a double as well. Hands down, best player on the field for the Carroll Tigers on this particular night, especially as a batter. Tonight's broadcast has been a production of the CB Sports Network on 1380 KCIM and 95.1 FM. I'm Nick Brink, so long from Sergeant Bluff. Thanks so much for listening. Have yourself a good night, and congratulations to the Tigers on a fun season. It finishes up at 9-20 at the hands of SBL tonight.